March 18th, 2002.
Good to be with you once more.
It's nice to have you with us again. Short in numbers with colds and bad weather.
Yes. Because we are few in numbers. I will speak with you about topic that has been spoken of previously, but I would like, my dear friends, for you to think about it a little more deeply. You know, my dear friends, that each one of you came to this lifetime by your choice, by choosing your parents of this earth plane. You understand?
Yes.
Are you aware that not only did you choose the parents that you came to, but also the date and the time that you would be born? Not only that, not only did you choose parents that would give you the opportunity for your life's path, but also that you influenced those people in calling you your birth names. Does this surprise you? Because it is not widely understood or known.
I was just thinking about our previous days in the monastery, in the previous life, and it would seem then that our dear friend Leslie, who presided here for so many years, would have chosen to come a little earlier than the rest of us and pave the way, so to speak.
Not necessarily so. He would have a life path to follow, as each of you do.
Oh, yes.
There would have been knowledge beforehand that these meetings would take place, but not necessarily that he should come before you.
And at least I had a chance anyway, because both my parents were wonderful.
Yes, but let me just say to you, my dear friends, why you would try to influence a name. After all, I suppose you would feel that to be quite insignificant. But it is not.
The name has a vibration.
Yes.
And the meaning?
The names that you chose have indeed a vibration, very much so, which is in keeping with your task in this life. But so often you will say, but I do not like my name.
Yes. Very often.
Yeah.
Yes. Let me tell you, my dear friends, the reason that people dislike the name that they have chosen is because they do not like the life tasks that they have chosen. People also, I hear you say, change their names at will. And of course, this is so. But you will find, my dear friends, that this will occur when their life pattern is changing also. So what I would like to say to you is this. Think about each of your parents.
Yeah.
Look to see what you have gained from them. Let me say that their shortcomings would be a focus for your own knowledge. Do you understand? Are you sure?
Yes, I do. So when we become aware of their shortcomings,
it is a life lesson that you would work upon. It may be that you need to learn tolerance if one parent is quite ungiving in their attitude. There are many, many things you would learn from your parents. That is why you chose them. Not because they were people, perhaps, that you liked, but because they would give you the opportunity to grow spiritually.
Yes, I see. Would they have left the parents themselves? Would they have known of the connection with the child that they were going to have?
Before. Yes. Obviously.
Yeah.
Unless their knowledge remained with them, they would be unaware. After all, a child is a physical being as far as parents go.
Yeah.
Very few parents bring a child to this world in a spiritual manner. Would you agree?
Yes, I
would. So, I would like you, my dear friends, because this is a year of individual growth, I would like you to look deeply within. I would like you to understand why you are in this place at this time, and what reason brought you here.
I think it also explains why souls and families can be so different.
Yes.
I've often wondered about that, because in my family, the characters are very different. We have the spiritual quest for knowledge in common, you know, this bond. But our characters are quite different, likes and dislikes.
Because you have a different life lessons to learn.
That's why, yeah.
That is why.
Yeah, yeah.
Although you have agreed to join together,
uh-huh.
It also explains why, in physical terms, families do not always enjoy each other.
Yeah.
Home is a learning process for each one of them.
Yeah.
So I say to you, whatever problems you encounter, my dear friends, thank that almighty source of all knowledge in giving you the opportunity to grow.
Yes.
Do not look upon your life halfway with struggle, with regret, but with happiness and light. In that way, your feet will go forward
mm-hmm.
and not be static in one place.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand where I am going?
Yes, yes,
my
yes.
dear friends.
It explains a lot what you just said. I feel so many things I can appreciate more easily.
In your understanding, then your awareness is clarified.
Yes.
Yes. I would like you also, on the days of your birth, to sit quietly and see what you feel, what experience you gain from it. Because there is always something to be gained. What I am trying to tell you, my dear friends, is that each moment of your existence is for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And although it is not necessary to know exactly what your life plan is, it helps in your awareness if you can go inward and see each step clearly. If within your spirit you feel that life is moving in the right direction spiritually, then let me say, assuredly, you are on the right path.
Can I ask one question about my mother?
Yes.
You once said to me that she was frightened of dying, and yes, I could see that. But have I in any way helped her to overcome this fear?
My dear friend, the help that you have provided will not be known to you whilst you are clothed in this body.
Yeah.
Indeed, you have help. But she will not recognize this help until she returns home. She speaks to you, and yet still she is afraid.
I have wondered.
But I can tell you, there are many who are there to help.
Yes, yes, I've been told that too.
So I would say to you, you have done what you can. Your words do sink into her thinking. Even if she denies that.
Yes.
But be assured that that knowledge is going within.
Good.
And the help will be with her when she comes to our world. You may be surprised that when the time comes, there will be words of gratitude for me. Do not be surprised. Is there anyone else who would like to speak?
Yes, I would. I have a sister who walked out of home about 30 years ago and changed her name. I often wonder whether she's still alive. I don't know how I can get in touch with her.
There are ways of finding out. And may I say to you, it has long been coming, this seeking. Yes. I would say only this to you, my dear friends, that there is ways, there are ways. If you wish to seek, you will find. I would say to you, it is something that you have time to do.
Yeah,
and I suggest to you that it would be a healing of your own spirit.
Thank you.
But we will help you when we can.
Thank you very much.
Sarah, you're very quiet.
Yes. I've been just thinking of Emily's troubles, but I'm very aware that the troubles she's got are not only perhaps maybe they're helping her, but they're there to teach me a lesson too.
You are being taught, my dear friends, that in this lifetime you cannot live another's life for them. You have to allow this one to become strong in her own way. I know that as human beings, with all the problems of emotional ties, which you find so difficult to overcome, do you not remember, my dear friends, when I have said to you that the emotions must be quietened? This is a life lesson for you at this particular time. You cannot help another in the physical sense. They must go through their own life's pattern. And remember also that sometimes the more problems there are, the stronger the spirit at the end of them.
Yes.
Remember also that it could be a pattern that she herself has chosen.
Yes. Would it be helpful for her to hear your words or not?
I do not feel that she would accept these words at this time. She, of course, can listen to them if you desire, but do not be surprised if she rejects them.
She doesn't listen to anybody's words, actually.
No, do not be too harsh on her. When you are young in earthly years, many things seem to overcome you. What do you call problems become rather huge in the eyes of young people. What they need is support, and may I say to you all, because it applies not only to young people, but to people of all ages, that healing begins with the ears. Does that make sense to you? to be able to listen is in itself a healing aid. I will say this to you, my dear friend, that as time continues, she will turn to you for support, more so than she does at this present time. She has a turned in us, as she would. But it is something that only she and those who guide her can overcome. Continue to give your thoughts to those who surround her. And it is not beyond you to seek help from her own higher self. Do you understand? No.
Not quite. The last that you said, seek help from her own higher self.
Do not speak to the child as a physical being.
Right.
But speak to her higher being.
Right. Okay, yes, thank you.
You are capable of it.
Yes.
And it would be an exercise for you.
Very much.
Could the same apply to me with my little boy? Could I speak to his higher being? If I...
All of you have the capabilities to speak to. After all, the higher self is only the spirit part of the being. And you, of course, understand what that means. What, and I will say this with caution, what you must refrain from with any other individual is that you do not try to interfere. Send out love, offer help, ask for help from their own higher self, but tread it carefully. Again, it is an emotional trait which draws you to those close to you. But remember that you come together, whether it be husband, wife, parents and children, grandparents, whoever, all of you incarnated in this lifetime, not to be a group so much as to grow individually, and to meet and pass each other on life's way. Try to keep this in mind. And your understanding of each other will be greater.
You give each other more space to grow.
More understanding. More love.
Yeah.
Always thoughts of love will overpower any negativity that exists between. I am not saying that this is easy, my dear friends. It is not. But it is a life lesson. I believe I can say that each individual who takes a physical garb suffers from these emotions at some time or another. I hope my words have helped a little this time. But I do ask and impeach you that you do look more closely at the reason why you chose to be here.
Mm. Yeah. Could I just go back to your mention of your suggestion of sitting quietly on the birthday? Is that because that particular day is special in relation to cosmic connection?
Of course it has to be, does it not? You are not a single item. You are not just a being. You are spirit, you are soul, you are all things. And yes, to sit on the day that you incarnated into the body should give you a special feeling of being part of the whole. I do not wish to say more because I would like you to experience for yourself what that feeling is. There is a deep significance to it.
Can I ask a question about birthday? If you have the same birthday to someone else, does it imply a similarity or parallel in terms of life pattern?
Yes, much has been spoken about this in what you term as astrology.
Mm.
It is but a small part of the whole of existence.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say this to you, that people who share the same birth date usually come to this earth for particular purposes, and therefore there would be a connection, even if their life pattern is different. For example, let me say that perhaps some come to this lifetime to be spiritual teachers or healers, then you would find that a great many of them would share a birth date or a birth time within a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that does happen.
Mm.
It does happen.
Mm. I was reading about birth dates in a book by Diana Cooper.
Yes.
And she mentioned that the vowels in the name are important and have significance. I wonder, could you confirm if that's true?
It is only that letters and words that you use.
Mm.
After all, I am sure that each one of you knows of people who use what you call chants and noises to raise their own awareness. That is because each letter has a sound that is unique to that letter. And you will find in names that these vibrations, because after all, that is what it is. It is a different level of vibration, which relates to the spirit being. And that is why you impress parents to choose the name that you wish to write upon. Is that helpful to you?
Yes. Thank you.
If you take your own name and try to say those letters with love, you should find that you vibrate with love in seeing those letters. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It is all to do with vibration and energy.
Yes.
After all, you know full well that each one of you is an energy pattern. But it is time, my dear friends, that you understand yourselves a little more fully. I will leave you now this time, and I will leave it with you, my dear friends, to continue in whichever way you so wish. Either by speaking quietly,
yes,
in discussion or in meditation, I will leave it with you.
Yes, thank you again for a very pleasant evening. And again, look forward to the next meeting.
As always, I encompass